Andrew, the Black Dog Rides, one man's mission to raise awareness and of depression and suicide prevention measures available to the community. Steve Andrews started it back in 2009 when he rode up to Ayers Rock and around Australia, and from then it's grown to be a family of around 7,000 or 8,000 riders most years on different rides, and yeah, just the interaction with the community. It's a pretty simple concept actually, with the ride into town on half a dozen, 20, 30, 100 motorbikes. People automatically start talking, so that's when we jump in and say, this is what we're here for, sort of thing.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty unusual sight in some of those smaller outback towns.
And that's one of the reasons why we try to tend to go there. I mean, obviously with the drought and that sort of thing, people under financial stress, etc., in the smaller communities, we tend to sort of... at least in New South Wales anyway, we've sort of focused on the smaller places. If we've been asked to go back to a community, if we've been on a previous ride, we'll certainly attempt to get there the following year or work it into our program somehow, yeah.
So are you looking at this as a longitudinal approach? You're going to try and keep this awareness approach going for years to come?
Look, yeah, certainly. It's certainly obviously grown in the public space in the last sort of 5 years, and I reckon a lot of that is certainly to do with what we're trying to achieve and achieving, and what Steve Andrews has started off there a few years ago, so 5-6 years ago, when he sort of rode solo around Australia. And yeah, it's a long term plan. Yeah.
How big's the problem of depression and unfortunately suicide?
Look, the problem with it is it's sometimes unknown, the numbers, but there is quite a lot of around the place. The figures, the most recent figures state that approximately every 4 hours someone will take their life through depression. So that's a pretty sobering number just right there. So.
And is your focus primarily on men, or is it anybody?
No, anybody. Whether it's kids, teenagers, or just those on the farm, or whatever the case may be, anybody that's willing to listen and have a chat. Well, we're just sort of there. We're more advocates for the message to say, yep, look, there's people around that can help, whether it's Lifeline, whether it's Headspace.
So I suppose that's the simplicity of it. You make the awareness happen so that the people will then perhaps try and do something for themselves.
That's correct. Yeah, we can't make them pick up the phone, but we can certainly tell them that there's a phone there to somebody at the end of it.
Okay. Alex, tell us about your involvement.
Black Dog and Lifeline have formed a very close association over the last 5 years, and obviously Black Dog creates the awareness, and Lifeline's 13 11 14 24/7 crisis line, conversation line, is there to help those people that want to know more and want to talk about a lot of the very personal issues that they have been carrying in many cases for a long, long time, a long part of their lives. To pick up on Wayne's comments, the national suicide figure is around about 2,600 people per annum. It's twice the national road toll. And it's not going down. Even though we're putting more assets into the problem, it continues to rise. The Black Dog linkage, if you like, is very important. Motorbikes, although we like to talk to them across gender, are largely a male exercise. Suicide, the 2,600 completed suicides, is largely a male problem. About 80% of all suicides are male. So we in this part of the healthcare debate have the same problem with males as the people who are talking about blood pressure and prostate and all these other things. Males are not good at putting up their hands and asking some basic questions of their friends or whoever.
Is that the simple reason why the statistics are so heavily weighted towards men, because of that stubbornness, I suppose?
Big boys don't cry. It's all the stuff that's been inculcated in our lives you know, for years, you know, man up, be, you know, go and eat some concrete and, you know, you know, all these silly notions. And the point is that that men, like women, have got their own sensitivities and their own emotional structures. And when they try and paper over these structures, it's a false papering because the issues still exist. They just go become subterranean. And that's not a good...
But they can't stay there. That's the problem.
They can't stay there. And when they come out, invariably they come out in a violent and an obvious, sometimes obviously a tragic outcome. I make the very simple point that statistically rural suicides, and here we are today standing in Dubbo, rural suicides are 3.7 times greater than urban suicides. So we have a big problem out here in this beautiful country of ours. And I estimate from Lifeline Central West's knowledge of these things that we're losing about 7 people a week to suicide in our broader region, Lithgow to Bourke. So that's, it's an amazing problem.
That's one a day. Yeah, that's hard to fathom.
It's an amazing problem.
Yeah. Wayne, you're trekking off this week. Where are you headed?
We're heading off to Ayers Rock. We're actually coming via Dubbo on from Bathurst. We're leaving Bathurst, the National Motor Museum, on Saturday morning. Heading via Mudgee to Dubbo. We've got the Black Dog Ride rugby round on Sunday, on Saturday, here at Number One Oval from about 12 o'clock on, and we'll be rolling into town about 1:30. So with a police escort, 100 odd bikes. So that'll be a bit of a sight.
Rumbling
up and down Macquarie Street.
So. It's pretty noisy.
And then off to Cobar. We were actually invited back to Cobar last year. We were talking to a couple of people out there, and that's one of the communities that we're going to trying to get back to, and out through to Broken Hill, and then down through South Australia, Victoria, and up into South Australia, and up through to the Rock through there. So yeah, we've got about 3,200-3,300 k's in front of us to get there, and then some of us have got to get, well, we've all got to get home one way or another.
That's for later, but for now it's a message you want to get out, and hopefully you'll get through to the people who need it most.
So yeah, we'll be visiting, we'll have a lunch at Ningen on the way out through to Cobar and going out via Tottenham. So I mean, yeah, we're sort of taking the beaten track, well, if for want of a better word. It's better for everybody that way.
Well, good for you. Good luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.